This recording, England 70, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy and start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked her kit up, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an office letter from the vet. The letter implied that an animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made it an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered it either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harris, a millionaire lawyer, that it was a fair price for a cure. I live in England. I come from Devon. I was born there. I went to school. I actually went to a Catholic convent school, which was really good. I had a headmistress called Sister P, who was great, and she was a nun. so I had the most amazing time there. I grew up in a local town called Torquay, and went clubbing with all my friends, which was really cool. For my gap year, I went to Oxford and lived there for a year, retaking some A-levels, and I lived there with lots of international students, and it was really amazing, best year of my life. Then after that, I got a place in London University called Brunel, where I study physiotherapy. I went there last year, and this year I turned 21, and my brother got married yesterday, so I'm suffering from shock at the moment. So that's really good. And so I've got a year and a half to go in my studies, and then hopefully I'll be qualified, and who knows where it will take me. But hopefully I'll be able to go elsewhere and spread my wings and venture the world and experience lots of different things, which would be cool.